Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hannah's here.
Good afternoon, Hannah.
Hello, everyone.
How is Hannah?
I'm really well, thank you.
That's good. You're what have you got to tell us?
Well, what would you like to know?
Well, firstly, you've been working up at the Minster for
3 years.
3 years now, and you've been in most of those 3 years at least once a month to tell us what's going on.
Yes, certainly since we reopened, in 2024.
And that project has now come to the end of its funding.
That's correct, yes. So we've been funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
And that's all been spent very wisely, I could say, up there.
Right down to the last penny.
I bet it has. Yes. And the improvement is dramatic.
Yep.
In there, but unfortunately, because it's got the underfunding, they got no more money to pay you.
Well, yes, I think essentially I've done what I was supposed to do as part of that role. So
you were
part
of that project, and now you're off to do something new.
Absolutely.
So, firstly, what's happening up at the Minster before?
So, essentially, most people who walk through the door will not see any change. We're hoping, anyway.
Yep.
We're going to have a slight change in our opening hours, which is going to help balance out the chap who runs our cafe's hours during the week. So after Easter, we'll be closed on a Monday, but we'll be open 10 till 3 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
We'll have our free cafe on a Friday as normal, which is 10 till 1, and then Saturdays we'll be open from 11 till 2, which is what we do now.
Oh, right.
Excellent.
And things like lunchtime concerts will still be running, so our next one of those is Tuesday the 7th of April with the Tuesdays.
Okay.
Sounds good, yeah.
So they'll be coming down to give us a bit of, 60s, 70s, 80s music.
So they can't come and play any other day, only on a Tuesday.
Only on a Tuesday, that's the remit. Yeah.
Well, okay, fair enough.
So they'll be continuing all the way through the summer. We've got a packed programme right through till October with at least one a month, sometimes two a month, because so many people wanted to get involved. We've got our big names are back, so we've got Medina Community Choir are coming again.
Right.
We've got G4 before Christmas. We're going to do another Royal Foundation carol service.
All right, good.
And so the things that people would be familiar with, Day of Christmas, Harvest Market, Harvest Festival, are all on the calendar to go ahead as normal.
Oh, that's good.
So the idea is that, yes, Mary Poppins, I'm now going to jump in under my umbrella and fly off to whatever comes next. Hopefully leaving an excellently well-trained, positive group of people behind
to continue my work. I think you've done brilliantly.
We would also like someone still to come in from the Minster to tell us what's going on. So
I will see what I can do.
I know you can't really say you will do it, but if we could, because it's been ever so useful for the Minister and us.
Absolutely. Well, I will chat to some of my volunteer team and see if one of them would be happy to take on
It hasn't got to be the same person. It could be
a rotation.
Yeah. That's what some of our other organisations do.
I've got plenty of people who just want to talk all day, so I'm sure we can find someone who will come along and do that.
Now, I mean, some of the highlights, but that carol concert you mentioned, that was superb last Christmas.
Oh,
what a great event that was.
Yeah, so the Lord Lieutenant's decided that she loved being in there. She loved the vibes. She wants to come back and do another one this year.
And we'll
so great to have you guys there as well. So
we'll
hopefully you'll be back as well.
Oh, I'd love to. We learnt a lot.
Well, yes, I think we all have done.
Learnt a lot from that. I wasn't sure with your sound guy. I was actually going to get through the entire evening without having a complete breakdown, but he did.
Standard.
he was very helpful, to be fair, but he was clearly a little bit on the stress side.
Yes. But
it went really well.
Yeah.
There's some other stuff we've been involved with there, not necessarily directly for the radio, but it's been a really good year. The last year or so has been very good.
Yeah.
And you've got your new team, Rector.
Absolutely.
The install of that was something else. I've not been to anything like that in my life.
No, I managed to. We did the team rector and a few months ago when the new Archbishop of Canterbury, who is being. Is she being inducted tomorrow?
I think so. It's around now.
She has a legal service in London at St Paul's Cathedral as part of the installation. And I went up to watch that just because I'm a social historian and the idea of having a female Archbishop of Canterbury really thrilled me. But to be fair, Chris's installation was way more intense than trying to become the Archbishop of Canterbury.
And, I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I get that there are rituals and procedures through all religions, no matter what they are. And the pomp and circumstance around that was quite something.
Absolutely. And, ultimately, that's what my role has essentially been, which is, to get people like yourselves and the other 45,000 who visited us last year for whatever reason through the doors of a space that they might not normally come into, feel comfortable in, all those things. And so that's what my job's been, really.
And you've done very well at it.
Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of myself.
You should be. Yeah. I think if you're listening off Ireland, guys, and you're visiting the Isle of Wight at some point, don't dismiss it as yet another church. Because it is the island's major church.
The church at the heart of the island,
But it does so much more than the actual worship thing. As you say, concerts of a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Come in, you have a cup of coffee Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays.
Yeah, we've got a knit and natter group that meets on a Thursday morning. We do a memory cafe for people living with dementia or memory issues and their carers on a Wednesday afternoon. We do singing on a Wednesday night. Friday Cafe is like our community warm hub, so if people want to come in, just pop a donation in the box for your tea and coffee. So it's kind of amalgamation of all the things you think a church should do.
Plus all other things that aren't necessarily to do with the church, like plays. And
absolutely, yeah, we did
concerts.
Award-winning Coriolanus.
Yes. We saw that. That was quite
excellent.
Yeah, that was,
wasn't it?
That was a bit.
It was a bit chilly.
Well,
but it was unusual for Shakespeare. It was theatre in the round, wasn't it? Because we were all circling around it,
as well.
And it was by candlelight, battery candlelight, I'd say, for safety reasons.
Absolutely, we did write the risk assessment.
Well, might as well got to do one or something else. The Minster in Newport is more than just a church. It is the heart of Newport. There's tons of stuff going on, and it's available to hire.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just say, you know, if there's things that you've enjoyed, if you've been, you know, look out on our Facebook page. We've got a fancy new website that's being launched hopefully very soon as well. Please come. Please come and keep supporting it. Come and have your cup of coffee while you're walking around the town or you're waiting for your prescription in Boots or whatever. Yeah. Come and see us. Come and use us, because that shows the long-term impact of my last 3 years, is if, you know, people keep turning up and coming through the door.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
You should be very pleased with yourself.
You're off to do some other things now, some more projects probably?
I've decided I'm going to have a little break because it's been a rather intense 3 years, as I'm sure the listeners can appreciate. I'm going to take a little bit of time off. And before I was doing this, I was working freelance, so I'm expecting that I'll be picking up a few things. But I'm sure I'll be turning up with something else to talk to you all about.
Please do. And your partner will still recognise you?
To be fair, between us, I think if we're lucky if we see each other for about an hour a day. We're a couple that do. But yes, he might be surprised when I'm there more often to cook his tea, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for all you've done for the Minster.
Oh, and thank you so much for all the support we've had from Vectors Radio.
Keep coming in with your new projects and tell us all about them.
I'm sure I will, and I will pester one of my colleagues to come down.
Oh, yes, we do need that. We do need that. Thank you very much.
Pleasure as always.
Take care and enjoy your future.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectors Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm